Look, up in the air. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's We Got the Geek.
All right, welcome to another Comic Book Store Adventures. K-Stu and I are at Mostly Comics in downtown St. Catharines with our good friend Bev.
Hi, Bev.
Hi.
Hi, Bev. So I was just thinking about this the other day, and it makes me feel incredibly old. So this store has been known as different names over the years, and this is my 30th year of coming in here to buy comics every week.
Wow.
Even the week our kid was born.
Yeah, I started in grade 9 coming in here every week. I remember buying Secret Wars and Crisis on Infinite Earths and all that stuff.
You're old.
Yeah, I definitely am old. And I think my favorite memory of ever coming in this store is telling you guys about Kath being pregnant. We told you guys before our own parents.
That was hysterical. Mike, how did that happen? No, I don't want to hear.
I believe his exact words were, "What the hell?" Hi, Mike. So, yeah, that's definitely my favorite memory of coming in this store. First of all, congratulations on the Facebook page. That was...
Thank you. Yay.
Finally.
Yeah, well, it became obvious that that interweb thing wasn't going to go away.
You're doing a great job so far. We check it every day. And you seemed awfully excited about the new Walking Dead graphic novel earlier today.
I am, because I make myself wait to read the graphic novel so that I can bitch for 6 months but then read an entire story arc in one go.
Yeah, I'm doing that too with Walking Dead.
It's killer looking at the comics coming in and saying, don't read it, don't read it, don't read it. But when I read an entire story arc, I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's that delayed instant gratification?
Yep. But the great thing is that you know that at the end there's going to be that cliffhanger. There always is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a crazy cliffhanger, too. Like Carl loses a head or something.
It's okay. He's not dead.
He's not dead, no. Did you ever read a comic before you worked here?
Actually, no. I hadn't read anything other than Little Lotta and Richie Rich when I was maybe 5 or 6. And honest to God, the first day I walked in here, I thought, Jesus, put me back on a plane to Africa now. Because when people hear they haven't read, that you haven't read them before, they feel honor-bound to bring you up to speed on their favorite story arc. And let me tell you, X-Men is not something that you throw people the deep end with.
No, definitely not. So what sort of stuff are you reading now, and anything you could recommend to our listeners?
I like things that's a little that are a little quirkier. I read Vertigo, but right now I'm finding that I like 2, Invincible and Walking Dead, all Image.
Okay.
Because they're kind of quirky.
Yeah.
And at least with Walking Dead, dead is dead, unless you're the undead. But other than that, dead is dead.
Oh, right, yeah. If you're a superhero these days and you die, you're coming back
well,
in 6 months.
It's Don't worry, we have particles. We'll put you back together.
Oh, you have a movie coming out? I guess we need to bring you back to life.
Yeah, talking about movies, I just love it when some obscure comic comes along and splashed across it, it says, soon to be a major motion picture. And I think, can't they just be honest and say, yeah, soon is going to be a moderate, sort of a mediocre movie.
Yeah.
Because they never are major motion pictures.
No, not really. Which I meant to ask you, there's a lot of comic book movies coming out this summer. Any you're looking forward to?
Superman, funnily enough, even though I've never really read Superman, I'm looking forward to the take on it because I just think it looks visually exciting.
Yes.
You know, I'm not as tied to the storyline as some people are, but for me it looks visually exciting.
Yeah, and the guy playing him, I think he looks like Superman from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. Kath, not so much.
No.
Why?
I don't know. That's like the one I'm least looking forward to. For
really?
Whatever reason, yeah.
Well, definitely the trailers look exciting.
I don't think so. Nope. Sorry.
No, you're looking forward to Iron Man 3 in, I think, 14 days.
Something like that.
Yeah.
No,
cool.
It's not long now. God, that guy's rolling in the bucks just for being himself, eh?
Oh, yeah. I just read that between the back-end deals and stuff he signed before Avengers came out, he made $50 million on that movie.
Read that, too. It's ridiculous.
$500,000 for the first Iron Man. So quite the price raise, I guess.
I suppose at that level, what's a decimal point and a few zeros?
I guess so. What else? So what are some of the top sellers in here these days?
Funnily enough, I would say that Batman and Walking Dead are giving X-Men a run for their money right now. Mm-hmm. Batman is selling exceptionally well. Unfortunately, I don't think so much with the Batman Inc. It seems right. to be the least favorite with the people who read Batman. Superior Spider-Man started off huge after issue 700. Mm-hmm. And we've noticed that people were picking up the first three or four just to say, I got them.
Yeah.
And it's trailing off.
Okay.
But that often happens. But not so with Batman. He's doing damn well.
Is there anything that really surprises you about how well it sells?
No, not really. Except after all of the complaining about, oh, this is nonsense, renumbering everything, I thought that maybe some of the people who had been reading it would get upset with it, like they said they were going to get upset with it and drop it. But they picked up the first few issues just so they could say they had the first few and they're hooked.
Okay.
Yeah. So DC seems to have really worked with their renumbering.
Yeah, and Marvel just renumbered a bunch too, I guess.
Yeah, but they haven't had the same impact.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, welcome back. And joining us here at Mostly Comics is the owner, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
So we're sitting here with Kim and Bev, and we were just talking about some of the top sellers in the store. And is there anything that surprises you by how well it sells?
How well it sells?
Yeah.
No, the best sellers are the mainstream ones, and that's really no surprise. There are some things that I'm surprised sell at all.
Like what?
Clyde?
Yeah, Clyde. Yeah, I think DC's reaching a little bit with some of their titles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back the breakdancer.
Oh, those costumes. Oh, yeah, that whole JLA Detroit thing. Don't get me started.
Nice. So how's Mostly celebrating Free Comic Book Day on May the 4th?
Be with you.
I knew that was coming.
Well, you gotta say it.
That's my part.
You gotta say it.
Well, huge sale for one thing, apart from the free comic books.
Yep.
We're going to have the guys from 501 here from just after 2. So then that'll give people a chance to have their photograph taken, not only with Darth Vader, but with the Hulk.
Cool.
Yep. We're having a whole bunch of comic books for a dollar.
Some for 25 cents?
Yeah, and whatever else I make up along the way.
Cool.
And if there's enough call for it, I might wear my Wonder Woman costume.
Oh.
I think you should branch out into other...
Zatanna.
Oh. Kim in some fishnets?
Oh! I have some. Yeah, I have some. You can borrow them.
Oh.
Attached to a lacy little belt.
There's a line even I will draw.
Oh, boy.
See, Kim is Power Girl.
Oh, boy.
Elektra? A bunch of red sashes everywhere.
Emma Frost.
Okay. Alrighty. I'm thinking thong.
Oh,
what you did. You're going to put us through that?
Will you be dressing up, Bev?
It depends on if we are wearing our Free Comic Book Day t-shirts or not. I could always put that over something.
There you go.
I could put it over something. You'd like... hero in disguise, because nobody will know who you are if you're wearing a Free Comic Book Day t-shirt. But I have a Harley Quinn costume, which is rather nice. So maybe that.
Well, there you go.
Cool. I want to come dressed as Matt Murdock from Daredevil 1, where he had the shirt that says, I'm not Daredevil.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you guys taking part in the Niagara Falls Comic Con this year?
Oh, yes. Yes, we are. We're bringing the Hulk.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And he's going to be one of the, right near the front door. So you can come and see him, get your picture taken with him. We're going to have I could try and bring some of the hard-to-find things that you won't see anywhere else. and see what goes with that. And trying to go through the basement right now, picking up some gems.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe just, okay, I think I found a whole run of, like, Fantastic Four, a whole run of the Hulk down there, some of the older, old stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, talking of old stuff that you don't often see very much of, I might even be there working.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
On Sunday.
And are you looking forward to seeing Lou Ferrigno there?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to try and get his autograph. You know, nice. Unless he's too embarrassed to be seen beside me and feels inadequate.
Oh.
He should sign the Hulk.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, there has been discussion about
that.
Wow. Whether it comes to pass or not, I don't know. I've got some stuff that I'd like Lou to sign, obviously, like the Hulk.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And some stuff I'd like to see David Prowse sign as well, too.
I'm looking
That'd
forward
be Darth
to seeing
Vader for you non-nerds.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the Batcopter. For whatever
Me
reason,
too.
That really has caught my interest.
Well, I've seen different Batmobiles over the years, uh-huh. And this would be the first time I see a Batcopter, and I want to get my picture with Diana at the Batcopter.
Oh, she'll be so stoked at that.
She seemed excited when I told her.
I have, like, a bat bomb prop that she could pose with, because she loved that.
Oh, you need the bat repellent.
Yeah, she's such a little nerd like us that she said, I hope they have the shark repellent there.
So something like that she could pose with would be amazing.
That would
be cool. Even if it's green screen.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So quickly.
Yeah, definitely. Still remember when she was a baby and you guys would pull her around in the cardboard box in here.
Mm. The highlight of that
memories.
Cardboard box.
She used to go home with them sometimes.
Yeah, don't send her home with her. There's more room in the store for her to move around than at home.
Well, since you're here now, Kim, I'll ask you, what are some of your favorite titles to read?
Well, I Marvel rather than DC, so I stick with that. I've collected X-Men. I like the Hulk. I particularly like the Indestructible Hulk. I've always liked the Hulk.
That's a great run right now, actually.
Oh, yeah, man. One-trick pony. He's the strongest there is.
Yeah.
And he proves it all the time, and I think that everybody would like to be able to solve their problems like that. Like, just, I have a problem, squash, gone.
Nice.
That would be nice.
I like some of the Independents, too. I really enjoyed The Boys when that run was going.
Right.
I like some of the stuff that Marvel's doing with the Icon titles, you know, like Kick-Ass and Saga, or not Saga, Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Those ones are, like, I said Saga, so I like that from
Image. Yeah, a lot of people like that one.
Yeah.
You read the first issue.
I will finish reading it. I finished the first one. I'm on the second one.
Cool.
One month now.
You know, one that's gaining a lot of hubbub and people asking for it to be put on their cards, and the favorite words are, I'd like to pre-order, and this is like the day before the thing is going to be on the shelf, which is not pre-ordering, East of West.
I've never heard of that one.
Well,
and this is intriguing.
I can't even see what it looks like because they just went.
I was admiring miniature Jesus on your shelf just now.
Yeah, that sometimes things just catch my fancy, and I think I gotta get this and have a look at it.
Oh, that's awesome! And any comic book movies you're looking forward to this summer, Ken?
Comic book movies?
Yeah, there's a bunch coming out this year.
I enjoyed Iron Man, so I'm looking forward to Iron Man 3. I'm thinking that's pretty cool.
You just made a friend of Kat.
Well, I'll go see all of them.
Oh, yeah, that's two, probably.
That's just a given, but the Superman one starts to intrigue me. Not really a Superman fan. I know that's heresy to a lot of people, but I watched the Superman franchise sort of destroy itself, 1, 2, 3, and it took me more than one effort to watch number 4, and that'll, you know, it's 2 hours of my life I'll never ever get back, and I will regret that till the day I die.
I don't know what you're talking about. That movie doesn't exist.
Holy smokes. So that one's pretty cool. I mean, they can do more and more and more with special effects, so it pops. They can do on screen what they can used to be able to only do on paper, so that's kind of cool now.
And since Nicolas Cage isn't in Kick-Ass 2, will you be looking forward to that one?
Yes. Yeah, I would watch a movie where all he was just, like, vivisected.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would go and watch him in that one.
I remember when the first one came out, like, how outspoken you were against that.
Yeah. Kim just does not like Nicolas Cage, end of story.
All right.
Oh, I saw...
Who's this guy who always takes off his gloves? David Caruso.
David Caruso.
Oh, yeah. I think he's a little worse. No. Everybody knows who he is if you just do that taking off your glasses thing. Everybody knows who you mean.
And tip your head to the side.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, World War Z. It's not a comic book movie, but I'm looking forward to that one. That just, like, the zombies, but they run.
Yeah, not sure how I feel about that one yet. But.
No, I don't know. I keep up against the wall on that little pyramid of them coming up.
Yeah, that looked creepy.
Bus. Oh, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Cool.
Cute.
Any other questions you might have, Kath?
No.
Okay.
Well, you were saying that the store had been here for so long and many names and whatnot.
Yeah.
People still phone here and say, is that Lens, Odds, and Ends?
Yeah, I think my mom called it that, like, not too long ago. Because she used to bring me here when I was a kid. But yeah, I was just saying, I've been walking into this store 30 years this year.
Wow.
Every week, pretty much. Just, and even before that, in 81, it was just a book and a poster store. And I remember coming in here asking if they had the Raiders of the Lost Ark poster.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I didn't discover it. Well, probably pretty close. It had comic books, and that was the main feature, the main thrust when it was.
Yeah.
It appeared to be his bread and butter.
Yeah.
He had a whole variety of odds and sods when he was here, like a lot of used trade paperbacks.
Yeah.
And then discovered that comic books was the biggest seller, so he sort of gravitated into that. But, yeah, I started out buying my books here, and
yeah,
I ended up buying them all at once.
Yeah.
And got to introduce Kat to the store, too.
Yep.
So you took over 1999, I think, something like that?
2000.
2000, okay.
Yeah. July 1st, 2000.
Cool.
Hi.
All right. And then, as an added bonus, you helped Kath get her landing papers.
Immigrate,
yeah. So thanks for that.
So far she's done nothing to make me regret.
So you helped her get here, and when I was going to go and take my citizenship test, you all started a thing to have me kicked out?
Yes.
So you signed it.
What was that?
Did I?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
I don't remember that.
Three more signatures, man.
Oh, goodness me. That might be a good place to end the interview then.
Okay.
So thanks for your time. And again, congrats on the Facebook page and the forum. And we're definitely going to keep coming in here. So.
Terrific.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.